It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, A Review Knox Goes Away, directed by and starring Michael Keaton as a contact killer named John Knox, who finds out that he has developed a form of dementia and must patch things up before his memory goes away. An attempt to redeem himself comes when his estranged son, played by James Marsden, comes to him desperate to get rid of the evidence of him killing his daughter's rapist. Also in the mix is Al Pacino as Knox's old mentor, whom he asks to help out with his situation. He's a legendary actor, no doubt, but his character here isn't well studied. In fact, at this point in the movie, I choose Marsden's performance over his because of what his character has to do or has done. The other thing I won't spoil for your sake. But mostly it's Keaton who carries Knox Goes Away. From Batman to Beetlejuice to Birdman to Spotlight, and the list goes on and on, he's an actor who delivers in any generation. Now that he's in his early 70s, he has the voice and methods to get into character, especially since Knox develops dementia, and as a director, he provides some style here. 3 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for Arthur the King, thumbs up for Damsel, thumbs way up for Love Lies Bleeding, thumbs way up for One Life, and thumbs up for Knox Goes Away. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.